thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. If you didn't catch the hint, the homie had a birthday a few days ago. And now we just vibing out, enjoying life. Vibe with me. The Yeah Dad Podcast. Hey. Yeah. What did I do for you, girl? If you're new to the show, welcome. Hey. Oh geez, welcome back. Make sure you rate the podcast. Shout out to you for listening from wherever you're listening to this from. Hey.
The Yeah Dad Podcast.
Hope y'all enjoy the show, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, me, West Coast Rob. How are y'all doing out there? I am doing fine. Homies, quite tired today, though. I mean, I think it's due to, I don't know what it's due to. Just, I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? But how are y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. Homies doing good. Hope y'all had a good weekend. And like I always say, hope y'all week is starting off well. If it isn't, don't worry. It doesn't last forever. Just persevere. It'll get better with time. So what's new with y'all? So, with me, starting to deteriorate, but I'll get there. Last episode, episode 64. Don't forget your glasses. We talked about rap beef, apologies, eclipses, bestiality, and so much more. If you haven't listened to that episode, and if you're curious to wonder what the hell I was talking about, check it out. Available anywhere podcasts are available, and on YouTube as well. Audio and video format coming soon. I'm going to start loading the episodes on YouTube. I know I say that a lot, but I am. My plan was to actually have an episode drop every day this week to catch up, and then next week it'll be new, or we'll be up to date, but life happens, you know what I'm saying? And we get busy. And that's what happens with me a lot. Also, rest in peace to Orenthal Jane Simpson, better known as OJ. OJ Simpson died a few days ago. 76 years old, and he passed away due to prostate cancer. He was in hospice. For those of you who don't know what hospice is, it's basically when you're at the point in your life where you are dying and you're just being comforted. I mean, you're wherever you are at your home or wherever you are, there's somebody there taking care of you to make you as comfortable as possible up until the time comes. That's basically what hospice is. My wife's father, he was in hospice and he passed away last year due to cancer. And OJ passed away. So RIP to OJ Simpson. I know people have their opinions about him, but at the end of the day, a person lost their life. A person who we all know, or not know personally, but know of. So show your respects. I know the perception of that fool is varied based on the individual. Football fans or historians or whatever, they see OJ and they're like, that's one of the top running backs ever to do it. You know what I'm saying? The legend. While other people see somebody who got away with murder and was wrongly acquitted and forever see him that way. But I don't know, my thing is, homie went through trial and was found not guilty. People feel as if he was, so therefore that overshadows everything and their opinions stick. I just don't like how if something was, there was an accusation or whatever, and a person was found not guilty or didn't commit it or whatever, people try to hang that over that individual's head, the media, et cetera, et cetera. Just like, for example, with Kobe, the late great Kobe Bryant, when he passed away, some avenues, some channels wanted to say some shit. Oh yeah, the sexual assault or whatever, whatever. It's like, why you gotta do that? Why do you have to do that shit? Like, cut that shit out, man. It's not a good look. God don't like ugly, so cut that shit out. But I know a lot of people see OJ, they don't see him as the running back, the actor. They see him as the murderer who got away with it, etc. And at the end of the day, you didn't know he got away with it. Or no, excuse me. Your opinion is that he got away with it, but at the end of the day, you didn't know if he did it or not. He was found not guilty. And I know a lot of jurors have since come out, jurors who sat during that trial, and they said the reason they acquitted him was payback for Rodney King. All of it is speculation. All of it's hearsay. All of it, you know what I mean? It is what it is. The late, great OJ Simpson, NFL legend, pop culture icon, whatever you want to say, passed away recently at the age of 76. You know, cancer, to me, I tell my wife this, we talk about it all the time, but it's crazy how more and more people are passing away due to cancer. I don't know if it's always been that thing, even when I was a youngster, because I guess because I didn't hear much about it. But now, I guess because we have all these media platforms and these channels, that a lot of people are passing away due to cancer. Like, I don't know what the statistic is on the number of people passing away due to cancer, but it's just unfortunate that a lot of people are passing away due to cancer and we don't have a cure for it. How is that? We can figure out how to go to the moon, go to another planet, do all this. We can create bots that can mimic and do things that we can do, but we can't come up with a cure for cancer, or we don't have a cure available to the middle class or everyday blue collar working human being. Maybe that's what it is exactly. But I don't know, cancer is crazy. I just think it's a little too common. A little too common. And then of course you go on like the social media platforms and people are like, oh yeah, you know, the common precursors or whatever for cancer are so and so, so so, and so and so. So like for myself, I follow this nurse, and she's an oncology nurse, and she's like, yeah, one of the leading factors for cancer is alcohol. And it's just like, well shit, I need to cut back. So I gave myself an age where I said I was gonna stop drinking for sure, completely, and that's in like 11 years. God willing, I make it there. But I set a little an age limit for me. Where I hit that age, I don't think I'm gonna partake in a beverage anymore. But we'll see. One thing is for sure
that I do want to cut back on is processed foods, which that as well is considered one of the main factors of cancer is processed foods.
And for those of you who aren't aware what a processed food is, it's a food that's processed. It's something that if it's able to sit frozen for a long period of time, 9 times out of 10, it's processed. It's not a perishable item. Perishable foods are not processed. That's more organic. For example, a pack of chicken breasts, chicken thighs, fish, something that will spoil. That is a perishable item. That is more of a whole food vice a bag of chicken strips, frozen chicken strips. That is processed food. Bacon, sausage, slices of turkey, slices of bologna, which no one needs slices of bologna anymore, but you get the picture. Processed foods. So I really want, in my household especially, trying to mitigate the consumption of processed foods. And it's kind of hard because we're a busy family. I have a busy household. I have 2 high-level athletes, which a lot of you avid followers know. Shout out to y'all. If I didn't say it already, which I did not say it this episode, shout out to y'all avid listeners. But I have a very busy household with 2 high-level athletes in their respective sports. And there are times where it's ripping and running to practices and then picking them up from practices or games, etc., whatnot. And we don't feel like cooking a whole meal. So it's like, damn, let me grab this bag of real good foods, chicken strips or whatever. Something that claims to be high protein, low carb, etc., made out of real meat, etc. But at the end of the day, it's a processed food. So that's just my take and my thought process on that for my household. Plan on slowly diminishing the processed foods consumed by my family members, my immediate family members, my daughters, my wife, myself. Because the name of the game and the goal of life is longevity. So whatever I got to do to reach that goal, to live a long, full life, then I got to do it. So you got to exercise your heart. You got to exercise. You got to watch what you eat. Watch your consumption of alcohol. Not saying cut it out completely, but just watch it. And then take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Because my grandmother passed away last year at the beginning of the year. She was 93. And my grandfather, her husband, still going. Homeboy is 90. He'll be 96 this year. So based off of them, I got good genetics. So that's where it's the goal I'm trying to reach. But you got to take care of yourself in order to do so. And with that being said, we got some bad news last week at work. One of my co-workers was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, people dealing with stuff, you know what I mean, not everything you're dealing with has to be publicized. If you are dealing with an issue or you have a personal problem, you don't have to put it on social for everybody to know. You don't have to publicize anything unless you want that, unless you want the sympathy or all that stuff that is associated with the information you're putting out. So, you know, I just think that nowadays a lot of people really don't understand what it is to be private. They feel like they got to share everything. And that's due to like social media and reality shows and whatever, whatever. But I have a coworker, you know, I didn't know she was dealing with this issue. And I guess she was diagnosed about a month and a half ago.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had to wait 6 weeks in order to get the results, informing her at what stage she is with the cancer. And she got the news back, I guess the six weeks elapsed, and she got the news last week, and she put it out to everybody she worked with, and the results were stage 3. So she was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which everybody who saw it, because everybody, we have like a group chat. I'm pretty sure everyone has a fucking group chat nowadays. That's just the time we live in. Everyone has some kind of group chat, whether it's WhatsApp, GroupMe, Teams, or whatever. We use GroupMe. She put it out in the group chat, GroupMe, saying, hey guys, I was diagnosed and results came back and I have stage 3 breast cancer, which it was just like, we were like, what the fuck? I know I was sitting around a lot of my colleagues and we all read it at the same time, because once, you know, the message goes through, everybody gets a notification. So we read it and we're like, what the fuck? So I text homegirl, you know what I mean? And it's just like, what do you say to someone who got info like that? It's not a death sentence by any means, but in most cases, it can be, or it is. So not really for sure or certain what her options are or what it is, but, you know, shout out to the homie, to the homegirl, Ro. We gonna beat this shit, homie. Yeah, that. So hopefully it's in the early stages of that, and she can get a mastectomy, where they remove the breast. And me and one of the homegirls at work were talking about it, and we're like, dang, we hope it's in the early stages of the stage, so that way she can get a, what is it called? It's like mastectomy or something. Sorry, looking it up. I know those of you out there listening, you're screaming it to me while you're saying it, but I can't hear you. What is it called? No, not that one. Not a boob job. To remove, what is it? Yeah, I was saying it right. Mastectomy. A mastectomy is surgery to remove all breast tissue from a breast. It is often done to treat or prevent breast cancer. So yeah, me and one of the homegirls, we were talking about it after she had put the message out. We were like, hopefully it's in the early stages and she can get a double mastectomy, and it alleviates the issue. And the homegirl who was diagnosed, she's slender, you know what I mean? She's a part of the committee, you know what I'm saying? The itty bitty titty committee. So we were joking. We're like, at least, I mean, she has barely any titties anyway, so hopefully that'll alleviate, you know what I mean, that, and she'll be straight. You know what I mean? So again, shout out to the homegirl, Ro. You know what I mean? We in your corner. Whatever you need, let me know. Let us know. And we got you, homie. We got you. But I don't know, that just goes to show, like, make sure y'all take care of yourselves. I've said this before in other podcasts. Take care of yourselves. Get yourselves checked. For the fellas, especially my fellas who are, you know what I mean, who got a lot of melanin, my black fellas, my dark fellas, make sure y'all are getting that prostate checked, because prostate cancer, is very common for African American males. Don't feel ashamed to get yourself checked out. I was talking to a homie last week, as a matter of fact, too, and he was talking about how he just got a colonoscopy because his mother was diagnosed with prostate cancer and she beat it, but he wanted to get himself checked because to see if it was genetic or whatever. One of my buddies got one and they found out some polyps in his colon, which they removed. But I mean, if he didn't get it checked out, who knows what would have happened. I've gotten a colonoscopy before. I know a lot of the docs were like, why, you're just too young. I don't care if you think I'm too young. This is my body, this is my life. I want to get checked out. So I got myself checked. So I recommend you do it out there as well. The homie who I was referring to with the polyps, he wasn't even black. He was a white dude. He just wanted to do it because of, I guess he had a family history as well. But for us, our melanin brothers, you know what I mean? It's common. It's a top killer for us too. That's what OJ died from. A lot of men, African-American men, have died from prostate cancer. So make sure you are getting yourself checked out. Better safe than sorry. The name of the game is longevity. You want to be here to watch your kids grow up, to watch your kids have kids, and potentially have your kids have kids. You know what I mean? Great grand. So do your thing. And for my ladies out there, make sure you're getting yourself checked as well. You know, cervical cancer is a big thing. Breast cancer as well. So, yeah, you know, man, if you're feeling your boobs and there's lumps, go to the doc, get that shit checked out. Let them check it out. You know what I mean? Let's help alleviate this stuff, man. This is all stuff we can prevent, or we can catch early. We can catch early and potentially, you know what I mean, mitigate that from, you know what I mean, taking us early. So, yeah. If you got questions about colonoscopies, man, let me know. It's not as bad as you think it is. I know you think, oh, getting my colon checked, you're asleep the whole time, and it's like 30 minutes. It's not that bad. You're not sore. Like, talk to me. You know what I mean? Talk to me. Hit me up. I'll explain the whole process. Make sure you get yourself checked, fellas. Fill your nuts. Do all that. You know what I mean? You have issues with the insides, your chest, your gut area, get it checked. I actually think I need to go to the doctor and get my, I think I got a hernia in my abs, like right under my abdominal wall, and I think it's stemming from when I'm lifting and I wear a weight belt, because I wear the weight belt tight, but when I got a lot of extra weight, you know, you can't put that belt as tight as you want because your waist is a lot thicker. But you know, you put it as tight as you can, you know, you brace, you strengthen. But I don't know, as of late, every time I put a belt on and I'm lifting somewhat heavy, I feel like a pain in my abs. So let me get that checked out, see what that's all about. But long story short, take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself. You want to be around. You got to be around for your family, for your little ones. What else we got going on? The NBA draft was last night, or the other night, depending on when you listen to this. It was last night for me. So this comes out on Wednesday. It was on Monday night, my birthday. It was on Tuesday. Excuse me. So last night. Wait, what's today? Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah, today's Tuesday. Yeah, so it was last night. It was on Monday night, my birthday. I had it right. Sorry, I'm tired, y'all. But the WNBA draft was on Monday night, and it just goes to show that the sport of women's basketball is starting to get the coverage and publicity I think it deserves. The NBA draft was on. I was talking to my sister via FaceTime, and her husband were watching it, and I seen a lot of coverage of it. And I don't know if it's because of one player in particular, which I don't think that whatsoever. But the slew of top high-level athletes that came out of the draft this year, I think that's just what it was. And then after that year of college basketball we just had for the women, of course, it should have got coverage. It should have got coverage. So, number one pick, of course, fucking everybody's favorite white girl, Caitlin Clark, went to the Indiana Fever, and of all teams to go to, that was like the perfect team for her to go to. White America, fucking Midwest, I guess if you call that the Midwest, Indiana, just of course she's gonna go there. That's just, no, the epitome, she goes there. It's like, whatever, good for you. Do I think she's gonna be as big of a beast in the league? Nope, not at all. I don't, man, what the fuck. Sorry, trying to go to my reference, and of course it's making me sign into some bullcrap. All right, man, get the fuck out of here with this shit, huh? But yeah, so Caitlin Clark goes number one. You know, of course, everyone knows who Caitlin Clark is. She's so watered down. She's just. They show during her game, they show a State Farm commercial. Once they go to commercial, and of course during the draft, she's number one. They show a Gatorade commercial or something like that. I didn't watch the draft, but my sister told me about it, and it's just like, all right. So my sister feels the same way. It's just like, all right, y'all, you're on that Taylor Swift shit. Motherfucking haters, or not haters, motherfucking people were hating all the coverage of Taylor Swift, and it just seems like the same thing when it comes to Caitlin Clark. So anyways, she goes number one to Iowa. She goes to the Indiana Fever. Number two is Cameron Brink, the forward from Stanford. She seemed taller than 6'4". Watching her on TV, she, for those of you who watched the NCAA tournament, tall, slender, blonde, she looked like a center. I thought she was a center, but she was a forward. She's only 6'4". That's crazy. Yeah, so Cameron Brink went to the LA Sparks. So she's going from Stanford, just down the coast to LA. Good for you. And then number three, Big Cam, you know what I'm saying? Camila Cardozo, center from South Carolina, goes to Chicago Sky, 6'7". Beast. Shout out to Camila. Then you had Rekia Jackson from Tennessee. She went to the Sparks as well, which some of these teams, their draft picks were, they're on the come up. Like the Sparks got Cam Brink from Stanford. Then they got Rekia Jackson from Tennessee. Like those two right there. Damn. Number five, JC Sheldon, guard from Ohio State, went to the Dallas Wings. Aliyah Edwards from UConn went to the Washington Mystics. Number seven, Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, four from LSU, went to the Chicago Sky. Now, the Chicago Sky had the number three pick, and they got Camila Cardozo, 6'7", center from South Carolina, two-time national champ. You know what I'm saying? Monster. Then they got Angel Reese as well, national champ last year. Two huge pickups right there, man. Huge pickups. Those two pickups from the Chicago Sky, to me, are bigger than the ones from the Sparks. But the Sparks had two and five. No, they had two and four. And they got Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson at 2 and 4. And Chicago Sky got Camila and Angel Reese, 3 and 7. Those two picks right there, big, big. So if you a WNBA fan, I have to watch. You know what? I might start watching on some real shit. Number eight was Alyssa Pealey from Utah. My Samoan homegirl right there. Good pick right there. Good player. Good player. She went to Minnesota. Minnesota Lynx, which from Utah to Minnesota, the weather's somewhat similar. Number nine was Carla Leite. She's from France. She went to Dallas Wings. And then number 10 was Layla Lacan, also from France. She went to the Connecticut Sun. I don't even know Connecticut had a team. But that rounds out the top 10 draft picks. And I don't know how they do it. Like, they do like the lottery and then they do actual draft picks. It's just weird. But I don't know. Those top 10 picks right there, I don't know, make me want to watch some WNBA. And I just see the ratings boosting because of course, because of Caitlin Clark. And, you know, just for the sports fans to see these players play professionally, that's what's up. Camila, like I said, was picked number 3, and her contract was put out shortly after her being picked. So Camila Cardozo, the 2-time national champion from South Carolina, she spent her first year in Syracuse and then transferred to South Carolina to play for Don Staley. 2-time national champion. She signs a 4-year rookie contract with the Chicago Sky. Cardozo's deal with the Sky is worth $338,000. $338,056 over 4 years. She'll earn $76,535 in her rookie season with a 4-year option. Is worth $97,582. Now, I'm not a WNBA connoisseur, but I don't know if that's a good deal or not. I don't know if that's like a big deal, like a big amount deal. Like, I'm not sure where this contract stands, but I'm assuming it is a big deal because there's a whole article about it and they wouldn't have released it if it wasn't a big deal. Or it could be the opposite. It could be like, oh, what the fuck is this deal? I mean, so I'm assuming it's one of the bigger deals in WNBA because they posted the joint. Rookie contract, 4 years, $338,000. $338.56. $338.56. That's just that is such a weird amount. With the second year, first year, $76,535. Second year, $78,066. Her third year, she'll make $85,873. And then if she chooses to play a fourth year, she'll make $97,582. So congratulations to Camila Cardozo, the beast, Brazilian, doing her thing. So congratulations on your contract as well and being picked number 3 overall. She was flooded with emotion. I seen the highlights, crying and whatnot. So I'm happy for all these women, you know. And if you're out there, for all the young ones out there, y'all playing the sport, man, dedicate yourself to that. You love doing it. That's the dream of a lot of athletes, to be able to play a sport you grew up playing, that you love to play, and being able to do it professionally. Man, you know how many people would kill for that shit. I would love to do that shit. Playing football professionally, getting paid millions. Please. But lastly, your boy. I know earlier I said I was what did I say? Damn, what do I say? Anyways, your boy is getting old. Getting older. My birthday was a few days ago. You know what I'm saying? And you know me, I'm a low-key type of individual. I like the finer things without that, I mean, being a detriment to other things, you know what I mean? But how I came up, I deserve to get what I get. I deserve things that I want and I see that I feel as I deserve getting. I get them because of the way I grew up and I have the means to do it now. So, you know, your boy just turned the big 3-9. And like I said, I'm low-key, but I had a great, great birthday weekend, man. My family, shout out to my family, my wife, my daughters. They made me feel, feel real, real good. You know what I mean? There wasn't anything spectacular. It was very low key. Came downstairs the morning of to happy birthday balloons, birthday banners with some gifts. Excuse me. With some gifts on the table. Went to a couple dinners. Went to dinner with my wife and my daughters. And had some Italian food. And my wife and I, a day or so prior to that, we went out because it was my birthday weekend, and we went out and tried a new spot. We went and tried some fondue, and that was an experience, and that was fun, actually. I had a good time in the fondue restaurant trying fondue, and it was surprisingly filling. I was skeptical. I was just like, all right, I'm going to go in here, and it's not going to be enough food. I'm going to leave this mug pissed. But that's where I was. For those of you who follow me on social media, when y'all see that big old firework candle thing being lit, we were in the fondue spot. But yeah, it was a good time. It was a vibe, I guess you could say. But I had a good time with me. It was just me and my wife, and we were experiencing that for the first time. And it was a good time, man. Good time. Had a good weekend. So I guess that's kind of why I'm tired today. Been waking up early. I woke up early to work out, and then couldn't sleep yesterday, and then, or the day before, and woke up early today. So I gotta catch up on sleep, but I won't be able to do it this weekend because gymnastics meet. There's a soccer game tonight that I gotta go to. So after I'm done with this, I'm gonna drink me a cup of coffee so I can recharge, I guess you could say. But with all that being said, I had a great birthday, 39th birthday weekend. Thanks to everybody out there who sent birthday wishes and wished me a happy birthday. I appreciate y'all so much for the wishes. I truly do. Thank y'all. And yeah, wrapping it up. My birthday next year, though, the big 40. You know, I said I'm low-key with it, but 40, we going to make some noise. We're going to do some things. We're going to do some things, especially because I get out of the military 21 years, 2 days before my birthday. So I already told my wife, that's a hell of a birthday present right there. Doing 21 years in the military, then getting out 2 days before your birthday, happy birthday to me. And secondly, we're going to go somewhere and we're going to do some things. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, we're going to wrap it up here, man. Thank y'all again. Everybody who wished me a happy birthday and sent me birthday wishes and blessings. I appreciate y'all. I got love for y'all. I love y'all so much for that. Thank y'all for everybody who listens and tunes into the podcast weekly, watches the clips, likes them, shares them, supports me. I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all have no idea. Make sure you follow on Instagram at Yadat Podcast on Instagram, at Yadat Podcast on TikTok. Follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/WestCoastRob for full videos, the clips. You can actually see me instead of just hearing my voice whenever I upload new videos. I promise I'm going to get consistent with it. And tune in to next week's episode because I'm going to have a guest next week. And I follow her on social media, and she's brave, man. She's brave. I'm telling y'all, she's brave. Don't want to spoil it, but you just have to tune in to next week's episode to see who my guest is. She's a daredevil, and she does some things that when you see it, like the little clips, or you follow her page and you see what she's doing, you're like, fuck no. I guarantee that's the first words out of your mouth. The first two words are fuck no when you see the clips that she does. But tune in next week to next week's episode. She'll be a guest, and we'll talk about everything. Like, everything. But until then, make sure you like the podcast. You rate the podcast. Give me the 5 stars on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. it helps the page. You know what I'm saying? Review the podcast. Let me know what you think. Let me know what I can improve. Let me know what you want me to talk about, if there is something to. But until the next episode, it's Tommy West Coast Rob. Thanking y'all. Appreciate y'all as always. And signing out. Yeah, that.
The Yeah Dat Podcast.